Hi, this is Kathy Kruger.
And this is Jonah Treebwasser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we have two special guests. We'll be talking with Leanne Lawson and Claudia Abbott Barish about the great work of the Mediation Center of Dutchess County.
So let's first say hi to Claudia. Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning.
And hello to Leanne. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So who's going to jump into the fray and tell us what is the Mediation Center of Dutchess County? Claudia.
I can jump in.
Oh, no, okay. Leanne, go ahead.
Leanne, go for it, Leanne.
So the Mediation Center of Dutchess County, we just celebrated our 40th anniversary.
Wow.
We are the designated community dispute resolution center serving all of Dutchess County. We recruit and train volunteers from all walks of life to mediate cases. Those could be cases in small claims court, they could be cases referred by family court, and they could be court cases not even in a court. You know, it could be neighbor disputes or workplace disputes. And the goal of community mediation is really having people like us, you know, having that time and space to feel supported in different dialogues, so that way you can feel heard, gain clarity, and figure out ways that you want to move forward. It's really beautiful, and over 90% of our cases have at least one volunteer on it, so we're very proud about that.
Are you the first step, possibly, then before someone would contact a lawyer, for example?
It could be. It could go either way. You know, we are not lawyers.
Right.
Do have some volunteers that are lawyers, but in this capacity, they're not practicing law. But we will get people who will reach out because they just want to have a conversation with, for example, the contractor that they hired to build the deck on their house, and mm-hmm. they stop calling them back or texting them back. And they might reach out to us saying, I heard about you guys. Could this be something we could do? I don't really want to hire a lawyer.
And some of your volunteers are Rotarians, including from my club, Agatha Bacalar. Hi, Agatha. I know she's a listener.
Hi, Agatha.
And she's a mediator. Now, you've got a great saying on your website, conversation, not conflict, right? Or something along those lines.
Turning conflict into conversation.
And, you know, a lot of people think of small claims court. They see what they see on TV with these various pretend judges. We won't name them, but you know what we're talking about. People screaming at each other, throwing books at each other, throwing chairs at each other. Obviously, this is a much calmer situation, right, Leanne?
Sometimes.
Claudia, tell us about it.
I mean, I think sort of what we learned through mediation is that it doesn't matter kind of what the case is, what the conflict is. At the foundation of all conflict is usually feeling like we need to be heard and seen. And, you know, sometimes we feel like the only tools at our disposal are a lawyer or are the court system in filing a small claims case. But really, you know, the practice that we utilized, transformative mediation, came out of some practitioners realizing that even though people were coming to settlement or what have you, their they still weren't good with themselves or weren't feeling like resolved relationally because the conflict had really affected them in terms of sort of what they think is right in the world and how we should be in relationship and what we can expect from each other as community members. So mediation really, like I said, at the base of it, it has a lot of emotion and there is conflict there, but really offering people an opportunity to be heard, to be understood, to maybe see the other person's perspective, rehumanize someone that they feel really disconnected from because we kind of get stuck in our stories about each other. It allows opportunities to really, like I said, rehumanize each other rather than kind of maintain like the hostility that breeds when we don't communicate.
So you try and be peacemakers, not just find a resolution to the conflict, but get people shaking hands and smiling at each other again. That's terrific. And
yeah, that's kind of what Rotary is all about, right?
True.
Conflict resolution.
Exactly. And how often are you successful in coming to an agreement with two warring parties? How often do you calm things down and get them to see reason with each other?
I don't like measuring by settlement rate. Because sometimes the success might be, I didn't need to bring you to court, and
okay.
they just drop the claim. And so, you know, you could look at it that one way, but it, but like what Claudia was saying, it's about transforming the relationship between the people that really deteriorated. And, you know, the dramatic version could be, you know, like two neighbors, you know, arguing, and it goes back to, you know, the barking dog, the teenage son that drives too fast, you know, all of those things. But, you know, in court, it's about a fence placement or a mailbox placement. And if we were to just focus solely on the mailbox, we're really doing a disservice for both parties, because they're not able to talk about the barking dog, the barbecue that they weren't invited to, and, you know, all of those things where it culminated in that conflict of, oh, they put up that mailbox, that's on my property, it's too close, I got them, you know, kind of a thing. So sometimes, you know, those relationships are transformed in mediation where the result is, oh, you know, I don't know, we don't need to be here, we're good, you know. And so that's why we don't just solely measure by
right. So because these are people that, Leah, like you said, it doesn't matter where the mailbox that is. These people have to live together, like probably for the next 15, 20 years. That's really what you want to take care of more than the mailbox or the fence or the barking dog, right?
100%.
Yeah.
So let's start from the beginning. Somebody's got a dispute with their neighbor, or a mechanic didn't do the proper job they feel in their car, or a contractor didn't do the work they promised. Let's get your contact information out so that after the commercial, we can go step by step on how mediators can help you out at home. And also, there's a new program that, at least new to me, that I'm very interested in talking to Claudia about, and that's restorative justice. But to talk about commercial justice and dealing with mediation, how do they get a hold of you folks?
Absolutely. So they can give us a call, 845-471-7213. And they can also reach us via our website. There's contact forms, and that's duchessmediation.org.
Give us the phone number and the website one more time, Leanne.
845-471-7213. And our website is duchessmediation.org.
And is there a cost for these services? To mediate things?
For the most of the cases, they're offered free or at nominal charge to the
public. Wow.
And we're going to find out more from our two terrific guests, Leanne Lawson and Claudia Abbott Barish, about the great work of Duchess Mediation right after Kathy Krueger tells us who keeps us on the radio and smiling by sponsoring Radio Rotary this week.
Well, Jonah, we are sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvard Caterers, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, Art by Treib at Etsy, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We'll be back with more Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hutton Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hutton Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the Village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treeb-Wasser, and joining me, of course, is my co-host and our producer, the fabulous Kathy Kruger. And, you know, Kathy's big job is to make sure that I behave every week, and she's got help today.
Impossible.
She's got two outstanding peacemakers, mediators from the Mediation Center of Dutchess County that she's going to reintroduce. Kathy, take it away.
Yes, Jonah, you're so cute. We do. We have two lovely ladies with us, and we have Leanne Lawson, who is the executive director, and Claudia Abbott Barish, who is the director of restorative justice programs. Now, if those aren't great titles, I don't know what is, but they do great work at the Mediation Center of Dutchess County, and they're telling us how they work with conflict resolution, which is huge in Rotary. We really work for conflict resolution, as everybody should. So,
those who joined us late, Leanne, just bring us a reminder of what the Mediation Center of Dutchess County does and how people can avail themselves of your services.
Absolutely. So we provide quality mediation services for folks who might be experiencing conflict. You could have a case pending in a local small claims court or family court, but you also don't need to be involved in a court. You could always reach out to us and see if it's a type of case that we could help with. You can call us at 845-471-7213. And you can also reach out to us through our website, which is duchessmediation.org. But the staff here can talk with you about what type of conflict. Sometimes people, they get clear just from that first conversation about what it is they're really looking for. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it might be a mediation process, or sometimes it might be, you know, this, I might need to, actually do get some advice from a lawyer because I just spent 20 minutes asking legal questions.
Yeah.
Well, folks, home, get a pencil and paper. We'll have our great guests, Leanne Lawson and Claudia Abbott Barish, repeat that contact information in the next program. Next part of the program. So, Leanne, very often there's no charge for these service, correct?
Correct. We do get partial funding from the New York State Unified Court System because they feel that this is just such a valuable tool for the community. And so we'll get people who will, they might go to court, small claims court, expecting to be seen that day. And we have mediators there at ready to go, that if people want to try mediation, they can. We'll get people who will call us before they even go into court, before they even file. I'm not sure if this is something, I'm having some issues. I don't know what to do. I really don't want to involve lawyers. That just feels, it feels too big. You know, I just want to have a conversation with this person. Mm-hmm. So they can give us a call.
Well, you know, longtime listeners know I'm involved in the criminal justice system. And when you go to court, folks, it's a roll of the dice. Somebody wins and somebody loses. But if you sit down with wonderful people like Claudia Abbott Barish or Leanne Lawson of Dutchess County Mediation, you're going to walk away either equally unhappy or equally happy. But at least you walk away with knowing what you've got. Mediators, Leanne, are volunteers. And how do you pick the volunteers? How do you train them?
Absolutely. So the New York State court system actually certifies who's allowed to train for basic or initial mediation training. They go through a minimum of 30 hours of basic training, and then they enter into an apprenticeship that lasts between 6 to 9 months.
Wow.
With an assigned mentor where they get the actual practicum. You know, they get live cases.
Right.
So, it's people sometimes are like, oh, these are volunteers. What we put our volunteers like Agatha through, you know, to take a small claims case, it's pretty rigorous. And The quality of services are there, you know, because it's...
So if somebody wants to volunteer, they would reach you at...
845-471-7213.
Or go on the website, which is...
duchessmediation.org.
And don't forget, folks, get that pencil and paper. We'll have Leanne and Claudia repeat this in just a moment. Claudia, before Kathy, I know, has a question. Kathy has a question, but I'd like to find out what restorative justice is all about from Claudia Abbott Barish, who is the director of restorative justice. But Kathy, you had a question. Go ahead.
Wait, when we were talking about funding, I was thinking, too, your volunteers are there. So they're obviously volunteers, so they're not getting paid. But they've gone through all this training. So that right there keeps the cost down, I'm sure, for your whole program, is because they're doing this out of the goodness of their heart, I'm sure.
So let's talk to Claudia about restorative justice. What does that term mean, Claudia?
It means a lot of different things, but sort of within the realm of conflict resolution and the center's work that we do, it really is sort of looking as conflict as a community issue, a collective issue, not as an individualized situation between one or two people. And it the restorative approach, you really kind of zoom out to see, all right, is this a dispute between neighbors, or are there other players involved that are contributing to the situation that can also be supportive, both by helping people come together and have a conversation, but also holding people accountable to whatever decisions or agreements are made. We do work largely in schools, but we also work with the community. We get a lot of cases around workplace conflict, because if you think of workplace, those are small communities. And so thinking about if something happens between two employees or an employee and a supervisor, there's a likelihood that there's a larger impact. So restorative practice focuses on that impact and how to address it, learn from it, appreciate that conflict is completely natural. It happens when we come together from different backgrounds, perspectives, and ways of doing things, having different needs, different capacities. And it really sort of brings people together to identify that conflict is an opportunity for deeper understanding and to really flesh out, well, how did we get here? What exactly happened? What was the impact on the different people involved? And then how can we learn from what we understand now on a deeper level and make plans for moving forward? And that can be individual actions that take place that the community holds each other responsible for, or often more likely structural changes that take place, because it's the community and the structures of our institutions that really create the context for a lot of conflict. And so if we can hold our context or our workplaces or the structures that we operate in accountable as well and make changes to support those who are part of the community, that's a much more long-term solution to conflict.
And you said that you work in the schools, and I know as one of your acolytes for the 40 years that you've been in service, you said you are partnering with three schools for the restorative circle practice training. What do you do with the schools?
So there's a big effort, across the country and then also in New York State in particular, to move away from punitive practices, relying on sort of expulsion and suspension and practices that don't necessarily help students reflect on the impact that they've had on other people, help teachers or adults in the system reflect on how they're contributing to conflict between students or with students, and trying to take that community approach and that relational approach to conflict to recognize that there is impact and that that needs to be addressed collectively.
Nice. And we're going to find out more about the great work of the Dutchess Mediation Center of Dutchess County from their two terrific people, Claudia Abbott Barish and Leanne Lawson, right after these messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee-only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com for more information, or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216. 416.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Hi, this is Allison, the artist behind Art by Treve on Etsy. I create original landscapes and floral paintings. If you're looking for vibrant artwork to brighten your walls, greeting cards to spread a little joy, and beautiful vinyl stickers to decorate your space, visit etsy.com/shop/ARTBYTREV. That's Art by Treve on Etsy. Bring home something beautiful today.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treve-Boas. With me is my co-host and our producer, Kathy Kruger. And as you know, folks, the job of the producer, besides keeping me in line, is to book terrific guests. And she's outdone herself this time. Kathy, reintroduce our guests.
Well, I had some help, Jonah. You did.
Yes.
Yes. You did strongly suggest these two women, and I'm glad you did. We are speaking with Leanne Lawson, who is the executive director, and Claudia Abbott Barish, who is the director of restorative justice programs of the Mediation Center of Dutchess County. And they just do a phenomenal job, and their job is so extremely important.
Right. They're peacemakers. And in today's world, boy, yes, we could use peacemakers. Has anyone offered you, Leanne and Claudia, like a airplane ticket either to the Ukraine or the Middle East saying, hey, can you solve the problems out there? No? Maybe they should.
Yeah.
Anyway, Claudia, you were talking about restorative justice and explaining what that was to us. Trying to get people together, you know, to set aside past differences and sit down and try and come up with a resolution that makes everyone either equally happy or equally unhappy, but at least they have a resolution. Do you ever run into people, either Claudia or Leanne, who just say, you know, no, it's the principal of the thing. Nah, he's a no good SOB and blah, 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 blah. And just can't be reached. They are so invested in their anger that they just don't listen to reason. Does that ever happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think earlier in the program, Leanne mentioned that we try not to assess success by settlement rate because there's right, so much that's happening when we're in conflict. And again, transformative mediation, it's a particular type of mediation that really focuses on the psychology of conflict. And when we look at conflict, we're not just looking at the conflict between two people or between a group of people. We're also looking at the conflict that we have with ourselves in that moment, that when we're in conflict, there's disconnection between ourselves and others, but also from ourselves, from our sort of sense of what's right, wrong. Am I overreacting? How could this person do this? I thought we had, you know, this kind of understanding and all these things. And it's very disorienting being in conflict. And so one, you know, another way to measure the success of our practices and services is around your reconnection with yourself. And it might be that that person just feels clear, like if this other person isn't going to see the principle of the matter, then, you know, that's their problem. And I am, you know, I am that much more sort of reconnected to myself and my worldview.
Right.
And is that ultimately, you know, the most glorious and rosy form of resolution? No, not necessarily. But if that person can go back into their own life and in their world and make sense of things, then that's a form of resolution for themselves. And it might be that the person on the other end also feels clear. I'm not going to reach this person. We're not going to see eye to eye. So I can kind of let it go.
Yeah, I would presume that this work needs a lot of patience.
You
want to avoid like grabbing the two people by the collar and saying, "What is wrong with you two? We're not listening to each other, right?" So, what are you looking for, Leanne, in volunteers? Before you send them for your excellent training, what kind of people are you looking for? Probably not me.
We're looking for people that have that really want to work with folks and help them feel empowered, right? Mm-hmm. That are wanting, you know, to help people get clear and feel like regain that sense of self-control, where like, I have the ability to solve this myself. I just feel so stuck, you know, in my position, in my worldview, or feeling powerless because I'm in court and court's so unfair. And so slowing the process down and making the person realize, you are the expert in your situation. You do know what you can do, and just help them get clear. So we're looking for folks who, have the ability to, accept the way that we practice here, that can take the time out of their schedules to complete the training and the apprenticeship, which is quite vigorous. People who are local to Dutchess, multi-language speakers is important as well.
Oh, yes.
Oh, all right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Agatha speaks a couple of languages, which is wonderful.
I speak Brooklynese. That's about it.
I was wondering, I hope this is an appropriate question. Please cut me off if it is not. Do any of your volunteers ever are concerned about any arguments that might take place that they might not be able to control?
Is that ever a concern? Situation?
I don't want to talk about chairs being thrown or people being attacked, but arguments that could get a little out of control, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Well, that's part of it. It's funny because the way that we practice with transformative mediation, we actually find that parties, high conflict, we don't shut it down. We actually work with the parties because that's more constructive to help them get through it. Certainly there's times you're like, oh no. Like, I mean, in all my time here, this is my 10th year. I've never really been scared that somebody was going to go over the table.
Good for you.
Well behaved. They yell, but just understanding that going in and just normalizing, that as well.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah.
Also, we were talking about the court officers that we honored earlier last year for our 40th anniversary. That's one of the reasons why we really value them and appreciate them, because if we're mediating at court and voices are raised and things get heat up, they do knock on the door and step in and say, hey, we can hear you in the hallway. Just want to check in. Are things okay? Do you need any more support? And so just having that grounding influence and just a reminder, there are people here that are also taking care of those involved in this situation is really useful as well.
So they're kind of our unsung heroes, huh? Your court officers.
Now, the Mediation Center of Dutchess County, I know you said you handle small claims court, you handle family court matters. What's the biggest case you ever did and what's the smallest case you ever did? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, gosh. Well, we can't. Well, it's confidential. So we but we do work with pretty large, I could say some of the large schools and institutions, companies, and there's been some very well-known folks that have come through here where I'm like, oh my gosh, I think we're conflicted out almost, and I'm going through the roster because Dutchess County is so small and we have volunteers that have been with us 10, 20, 30 years. And so it's some pretty deep roots. And
Well, it's good that they respect you that much that they come then if they're that big and then they come to the mediation center. So wonderful.
And we also have a really good reputation for our confidentiality.
There you go.
Good. Well, with quality people like Claudia Abbott Barish and Leanne Lawson, it's no wonder they're so highly respected. And why don't you give us your website and your phone number one more time for people who either want to use your services or want to volunteer to be mediators? How do they get a hold of you?
Certainly. Our phone number is 845-471-7213, and our website is duchessmediation.org.
Claudia Abbott Barish and Leanne Lawson, thank you so much for everything you do to keep the peace in Dutchess County, and thanks for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Thank you, ladies.
And Kathy, who gives us the pleasure of being our sponsors this week?
Well, we are sponsored by Mountain Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, Art by Trebe, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Walk Hill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
For my co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Trebewasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org.